The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
There are certain unwritten rules in a relationship. Number one, don't be paying for nothing for your ex.
Ooh. Mm.
If you start to talk about your ex, that's one thing. You start throwing money at her or him.
What if you have a kid together?
Automatic. That's not the case in this particular situation.
But that is another topic. A lot of times that is the case, though.
Well, that's not the case here.
But it's not here. Like, he's trying to throw a wrench in the whole thing.
Oh, you were just like giving a definitive answer.
Are you making excuses for this man?
I'm not making excuses for him. I'm just asking a question.
Sounds like it. Well, that's another show. Right now, this man allegedly is paying for someone that he used to date, paying for her nails. Mm. Did it go down in the DM? Let's find out. Turn up today's episode. I embarrassed my husband, DJ Automatic, the other day, and I want to talk about it because I didn't think that could happen in this studio. Welcome to Friday. We made it. It's the Dana Cortez Show. Good morning. I'm Dana Cortez.
You embarrass me all the time. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I burped in the studio. I have never burped in front of Anthony A. What? And Automatic said, oh, my gosh, don't do that. You sound like a little baby burping.
Little baby burp.
Oh, little baby burp. But why? What does it matter?
Dana.
She's a lady.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I think Otto views you as his wife, Dana. And
she is my wife.
Well, yeah, no. What I'm trying to say is that you forget that sometimes Dana's a homie to the rest of us.
Yeah.
So that don't matter, dog.
I'm the homie.
Yeah, dude, I've heard you burp before, dog. So
have you heard her fart yet?
No, bro. Okay,
let me tell you, she can lay it
right
down.
Away, just jump to that husband
well,
stuff,
I'm just
dude.
Telling you right now, if she wants to start burping, you might as well enjoy the farts, too.
Well,
it's off the charts toxic.
He never said he enjoyed the burp.
I never said all that, dude. That would be just rude, bro. I don't even do that around you, dog. That's rude.
You fart in front of me.
It's not terrible.
Well, now it's paying you back for what you did to me. Can I ever tell you how your husband ruined Disneyland for me?
No, Anthony, what happened?
We were walking into Disneyland, the happiest place in the world one time.
Yes.
And your husband turns to me and goes, oh man, that lunch messed my stomach up, dude. I gotta go to the bathroom.
No.
Literally, as I'm walking in, looking at Magic Mountain, I'm just like, well, thanks, Automatic.
That's
dude.
A shame.
So ever since then, yeah, I do let a little things go in front of you, bro. You ruined Disneyland for me with your stomach.
How did I ruin it?
Why are you talking about your bowel movements while I'm walking in to see Minnie Mouse?
My farts smell like flowers.
I don't care what they smell.
No, they do not. That is a lie.
Dead roses is what they smell like, dog.
They smell like poo. Well, you're allowed to have a little accident in front of friends. You're not allowed to discuss bowel movements, but you're allowed a little comfort. I'm comfortable. Yeah. Is that cool?
Yeah, 100% with me, dog. I never have an issue with it, bro. So it's your husband over here, dude.
Be a lady, Dana.
Yeah, my wife doesn't burp or fart.
Oh, I know she burps and farts. She does more than that.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go ahead and start with National Easy Bake Oven Day.
Oh, my gosh.
They still have those?
I
don't know if they still have them.
Yes, they do.
But I remember them.
I never got one, and I bought one for my daughter, my oldest daughter, Kirsten. And I remember us cooking the cake because I was a child when I had her. And it's just a bright light.
Aww.
So you end up with this really gross mush, but it was the most amazing day ever for both of us.
All right, it's also National Jersey Day, so break out your favorite jersey and wear it today. Support your team, whatever team that may be. And let's wrap it up on National Candy Day. Ooh.
This time of year, leftover candy you should take to the dentist's office that will ship it overseas.
Oh, come on now.
Our men
Who does
and women
that? If your mom made you do that, you know what? You can put her in a retirement home when she gets older.
It's karma, baby.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, it's down in the DM breakdown. You remember we talked to Erin, my girl Erin, and she was kind of upset because her man Marcus had a charge that appeared to be him paying for another woman's nails.
Oh,
you recall this? Yeah, this is how this down in the DM went down.
And he told me that she was thanking him for helping her get a discount with a moving company.
But you think he's lying to you?
I know it's a lie because he paid to get her nails done.
Yeah, so I'm playing the part of the nail shop receptionist. And I'm just going to pretend that we might have charged him too much money. Because we're about to find out. Is he buying this woman he used to date her nails? We certainly don't want to have overcharged you.
Okay, yeah. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Yeah, I'm seeing the payment process for $150 to studios.
I knew it. And, God. Why are you lying to me?
Oh, he got caught. So here's the rest of the call.
Why are you lying to me? Why don't you just admit to this?
I don't want to talk about this right now on the phone with other people.
Do you know what? If you come clean, it's probably the best thing right now.
The truth is out here. He paid for the nails. Why, bro? Why are you paying for another woman's nails when you have a girlfriend?
Just hang up the phone, okay, and call me back.
Fine, whatever.
Let me find out DJ Automatic buys his ex some nails.
Damn.
Let me find out.
If a girl I'm dating pays for another dude's haircut, I'm going to feel a type of way about that for sure, bro.
I mean, is it worse than actual cheating?
It's on the same level.
It's
because that means you care about that person and you really like.
That's what I'm getting to. You know? It's the cherry on top. TVH.
Yes.
Because, like, yeah, now you're invested. This is, like, the messiest kind of...
Invested, Anthony.
Yeah.
That's the word.
Like, why are you trying to take care of a side chick like this when you have a main lady?
Obviously, your main ain't as important to you as you think.
Man,
Did we ever establish that he pays for his main girl's nails and stuff?
No, he doesn't.
He's never done that, bro.
Dump him.
There's levels to this. So we got call on calls on calls. Go ahead. What are your thoughts on it?
There's way more going on because I may not have gotten my nails done in 6 years, but it didn't cost me more than $50 to get my nails done.
Jeez.
So over 100, she got the full pedicure and the little sparkly thingies and everything.
She went for it all. She got the stones, the rhinestones, the
exactly.
ombre.
It's not cost more than $50 for your nails.
If your partner spends money on an ex, to me this is a personal expense. How do you handle it? Is it worth breaking up over?
I will say this. Women are triggered by this whole nail thing.
No, this is a big no-no.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Word is Jay-Z and Jeff Bezos. Yeah, one of the richest men in the world may go into business together. I'll break down this story and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt brought to you by State Farm. But first, celebrity birthdays aunt.
We'll start with the Karate Kid, Ralph Macchio?
Machio
celebrating like his birthday.
Ralph Macchio.
Diddy celebrating a birthday as well, too, and Matthew McConaughey as well.
So, you know this.
Hold on. You guys better put some respect on the Karate Kid's name, okay?
All right. You've heard of a woman named Adele. Well, we've been disrespecting her name because it's not Adele. It's Adele.
I'm going to stay with Adele.
Well, that's not her name, DJ. She was doing a live, and a caller called in and said, I have a question for Adele. She said, this woman is from my town. It's from my city. You know how to pronounce my name. Kind of like Rihanna. It's not Rihanna. It's Rihanna.
Maybe in their home country, but here in America, we're going to say what we want to say.
Exactly. And I'm not calling her Dale.
Adele. Adele. All right. So Drake and 21 Savage making the rounds, doing interviews from the tiny desk at NPR to Howard Stern. No, they're faking us out.
Nope.
But Drake did talk about what he's looking for in a wife and what it's going to take for him to settle down.
I think that eventually, once all this is said and done for us and that addiction of work and success and forward movement is over, I feel like we're all going to need something real. Hopefully, I'll find somebody. The biggest thing is I need to be inspired, so.
I know that we're faking all these interviews, but that sounded a little real right there.
Was it, though? I mean, everything was staged. There was, like, green screen at Howard Stern. Why do you think he picked Howard Stern out of everybody?
He should have picked us. I'll say it. All right, and then finally, Jay-Z and Jeff Bezos. Yes, the owner of Amazon. Yes, one of the world's richest men. May be buying the NFL team, the Washington Commanders.
Oh.
They are having a serious discussion. Jay-Z, much like his ownership in the Nets, would be more of the face. He'd like own 1% or 2%. Jeff putting up all the big bucks.
Big.
I've also heard that Jeff Bezos wants to buy the Suns, too.
Jeff Bezos wants to buy the Suns. Okay, that man wants to own everything.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh my gosh, as a parent, I can sympathize with this couple. It's people in Des Moines call police because they spotted a mountain lion.
What?
And they were deathly afraid that this giant cat...
Those things are vicious.
Oh, ...was going to come eat their child because they let their kid play in the front yard. And so police started looking, and then they discovered as they looked closer at the video footage, it was a house cat.
What the fuck?
Thousands of dollars, hours of manpower, and a week later, meow.
This is a big old Garfield-looking cat.
It wasn't even big. You know what the problem was the whole time? A grainy camera.
Oh, no.
A grainy camera.
Okay, well, now you just turned this into an iPhone commercial. The next iPhone 15 is going to have this whole little scene play out.
You should have got a ring.
All right.
Anyway, in response, the police posted a picture of a teddy bear and said, watch out.
From one kitty to two. All right. In 2020, Marina Varela and Fabiola Valentin. All right. Maria is Miss Argentina and Fabiola is Miss Puerto Rico. They competed in the 2020 Miss Grand International competition in Thailand, and they became friends after making the top 10 of the pageant.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
Well, these two beauty queens are now married.
It's such a waste. I'm sorry.
Automatic, like you had a chance.
Oh, I didn't say I had a chance, but like, I actually, you know what? It's great for fantasy.
This exceeds my wildest fantasy. I'll tell you that, dude. It feels like I'm looking at two devilish angels. They are. Oh, I never wanted to get married so bad.
They're already married.
Well, then I believe in polygamy.
I'm going to switch it up on you guys. Okay, there's new research in the Journal of American Medical Association that says drinking coffee while you're pregnant can actually make your kids shorter.
No!
Oh,
no, this explains something.
It does. This is the reason why I'm talking about this. They found that little as half a cup a day can shave an inch off your kid's height. It's about the same as somebody who smokes or drinks while they're pregnant.
No.
Yes.
Oh, damn.
Well, I mean, but we're not talking. Well, come on now.
There's not going to be. Yeah, there's obviously it's not affecting the brain, but it does affect their growth.
My are with the husbands and the men who are with these women, because now you have to tolerate a pregnant chick with no coffee. Good luck, dude. Good luck. Let my daughter be sure. Go ahead.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.